problem. Just being able to come back in this game, you're down 2-0 against that team. Could have gotten away. You guys come back. Was that did that feel like an important thing for this team to kind of fight back? And make
yeah, this? There's a lot of fight in this group. Listen, that's why I love working with them. There's no quitting them, and there's just every game, you know, they're going to go out there and lay it on the line. It didn't go our way tonight, and 5-on-5, we love our play. Clearly, penalty killing is an issue, and we got to clean that up. It's cost us the last couple of games, but 5-on-5, we're thrilled with the way we're playing. Their goalie made some big saves at the right time, but we, again, with the effort is there. Guys are putting it all out, and that's all we ask. We'll live and die with being aggressive. We'll live and die with that effort, and it didn't go our way tonight.
With the decision to challenge that, did you believe that that was goalie interference, or is that just take a chance at a critical part of the game?
No, again, the ultimate decision is mine. If I have enough faith in our video coaches, and that's why we took the time out. We weren't in a panic there. We took the time out. They took a good look at it. That goalie interference, it's, you never know. But there was contact twice, once in his feet and also on the glove. So we felt that was warranted, that we could challenge that. And the other, I mean, we had killed the last two power plays, so knowing that, okay, if it doesn't go our way, we had just killed the last two. If we hadn't, then that never would have been called. But we did a better job than the other two, and then they get that one.
Yeah, Rick, after the Boston loss, you talked about guys needing to step up, learn how to play, a little selfishness. Did you see the things tonight that you wanted to see coming off?
Yes, yeah. Guys, they went north. You saw them battle in the corners. You know, we were nasty around their net. We were nasty on the forecheck. All the things that you have to do to win at this time of year, we did. And that's a heck of a hockey club over there, right? They're Stanley Cup contenders. They're the best team in the conference over here. So we battled them hard 5-on-5. So all the things we needed to do, we saw, we liked. Clearly, especially teams, we're the difference. Our power play, and that gave us great life. And they didn't score, but they did their job. They gave us momentum. And it created some chances, and we built off of that. Even though they didn't score, that power play gave us momentum to go get that first goal. So a lot of good things, and we'll just have to tighten up a couple areas and get ready for Thursday.
Rick, did you have an immediate update on Isaac Lundstrom?
No, he'll be reevaluated in the morning. Are you going to belabor a point or anything tonight that I should know about?
There's a few I could belabor.
Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. I was just going to say...
you don't even need the mic. I can hear you.
it felt there, like, especially toward the end of the second period, as Provorov and a couple other different people had a chance to really, like, wind up and shoot, like, a hard slap shot, and they didn't. Well, they threw it. Do you want to see them like just kind of throw it in for scramble?
Yeah, but the D, like we tell our D, we don't. The D, when the puck comes to the point, they have to get it by the high guy. You can't control what's going down here, but you absolutely have to get it by that high guy. If the defense doesn't think he can get it by you, then he's got to go on the outside. He's got to reset it. And we were doing a great job around their net, so we had no problem with our D kind of resetting. That's how we scored our first goal. Just get it down by the net. But again, if a defenseman looks up and somebody's in that lane and he doesn't think he can get it by the top guy, then he just got to let back off.
Thanks. We are practicing new.